Welcome to Carnival Cruising Podcast Aways. This is our bonus episode where we go behind the scenes and talk about why we came up with this awesome show.
Hang on a sec. All right.
Oh, you're going to have me do it? Welcome to Carnival Cruising Podcast Aways. And welcome to our bonus episode where we talk about everything that happens behind the scenes. Here is your host, Trevor Shelby and Thomas Kennedy.
Woo!
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. That was a good opening. That'll put butts in seats.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't usually open the show.
Yeah, I know. I just thought that we'd throw a different here. So,
very random episode. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a very random episode. We're doing this episode only because we are both. Guess what?
We're on a cruise.
And we don't want Gary to have to like have the show to himself.
Yeah.
Kind of freaked him out whenever we said he's going to have the whole show by himself.
Yeah, we didn't want to do that to him.
Oh, well, there he is.
Oh, my
God. And introducing Gary Manning.
Woo, Gary Manlow. He's loading up, everybody. He's really here. I would have promised that. We're not the liars this time.
Yeah, we are not doing two truths and a lie on this one.
No, we're no two truths and a lie here. So we'll give Mr. Manning the time off while guess what? While we're cruising. So
you want to brag about cruising.
Well, we've already done, you know, the regular episode. You hopped in on our bonus episode. We're doing the behind the scenes. We're explaining that, you know, we kind of freaked you out when we started talking about the fact that we're going to be gone the same time. So
yeah. That's why we're doing this little extra moment here.
Yeah.
Did y'all get all my notifications while I was trying to log in while I was driving here?
No.
Oh, okay. No, Verizon sucks. That's all I can say.
Well, we got no notifications. I don't know if you heard any of the show if you tried to log in.
I didn't. That's the problem. So now I don't even know what we talked about to know what we're going to talk, you know. But
well, you'll find out.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to say is, you know, you're going to be cooled down by the time we get back.
Yeah, exactly. We did mention that we were very happy we might be out of the country by the time you hear it. So.
Oh, boy.
We got nothing but love for you, man. Nothing but love.
That. It's the same for me, too, guys. It's the same for me.
Well, you've had a hell of a day at work, though, man.
It's been a week. I just got in after a 12-hour day today, and that puts me right at almost. I think I'm at 34 hours for the 3 days these past 3 days.
Jeez.
Yeah,
and that including drive time or no?
Yeah, that's all drive. Yeah, that's all drive time. Man. So today I drove all the way to Florence, Alabama, and it's about a 4.5-hour drive for me.
Oh, wow.
So. Wow. Yep, but I put that on me. I just forgot, honestly, whenever I did my schedule this past week or past month, I forgot that today was Wednesday or didn't realize
it
was Wednesday.
Don't worry about it. You know, work comes before us because you get paid to work. So
where are we at here? What are we doing?
We just started it.
Do we want to re-record the intro?
Why would we re-record that? You just want to re-record that intro.
Well, no, we didn't introduce Gary in it. That's the reason why.
That's okay, though. I don't need to be introduced.
Yeah, we had a wonderful introduction when he showed up. We were just talking about you, too, which was
funny.
So, all right. Well, like we said, we chose to do this bonus episode and this is something I've thought about for a while. We should do kind of an update episode of, you know, what we're doing, what our plans are, you know, where the show came from.
We've been doing this for almost 3 years now. I mean,
yeah.
I'd like to know why.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to know where we're going.
Yeah, where we're going. What's So
we're going to make t-shirts. That's what
exactly. We're in the t-shirt biz now, guys. So
wow, that's pretty awesome.
No, but no, I just thought it'd be fun to update everybody. You know, I think besides maybe episode one, we didn't really explain anything. So
and it's evolved from what episode one was, which is basically the history of the Mardi Gras. And you were going to do the history of every ship.
Yes, but it
was the carnival.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't even do it. That is episode one of this show is by far my least favorite episode. I really don't like that our episode one starts people off on that. It's such a it was a terrible concept over this documentary, horrible Trevor style seriousness of the Mardi Gras. And it was, and I planned to do it for every ship. What was I thinking? It was terrible. And so yeah,
do us a favor. If you're listening to this and you enjoyed episode one and you want that to continue, go over to our Facebook page and leave us a post, leave us a comment.
I mean,
and tell us, hey, whatever happened to that? I want to know the history of every ship in Carnival.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let us know what your favorite ship is.
That episode started off with like 20 minutes of us talking about, you know, our upcoming cruises, and then 45 minutes of the history of the Mardi Gras.
It was terrible. It was, I don't know. I thought I was taking this show completely different back then. And I was thinking, man, we're going to be, you know, silly, but very serious. This is serious business, cruising. And yeah, I missed the
mark. If we would have continued down that road, I see it going the way of TNT wrestling.
Yeah, we wouldn't have got past episode or season two. Yeah, or we wouldn't have got to season two. But I'm glad we stepped back from that immediately. And my procrastination skills really curved that as well. So I did no more research into Carnival and just went about it. So
well, I mean, Gary's been listening to us since day one. I think he commented like right after that episode actually aired.
I'm not even sure. What the funny thing about this show was we did have people that were like right off the bat, like that had somehow found us. Yeah. And then I think it was when we found Josh and Amanda that then we kind of intermingled with audiences and we were able to kind of build that following that way, where mm-hmm. people were like, hey, we kind of like these guys, so we're going to stick with them. And we've had a lot of people stick with us since then.
Yeah, I mean, We've definitely changed interview skills when we actually have people to interview. Like if you go back and listen to when we were interviewing Zach, our first guest, now we're just having fun. Where I was like trying to make it a serious talk show interview.
So that's one of those cool things. It's called progression, you know, evolving. And that's one thing that you guys have done really well with this show. And that's what's keeping you, I think, you know, our 80 listeners that we have every 16 days.
Every day.
Yeah. Is it 16? I thought it was like 12.
Oh, okay.
Have we gone up?
Well, I think it's through, you know, meeting people like Josh and Amanda, like I said, and all that. That's really kind of like exposed us to other people. I would say Josh and Amanda, the Parkers, Sig Cruiser, kind of exposed us to their audience. We've had some other people.
We had the hypnotist lady.
Yes, yes, Brenda Kay.
Yeah,
the beautiful Brenda Kay.
Oh yeah, your guest side of things. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Then you had your, you know, you had Addie and.
Add in trend.
Yep. So
and one thing that just to mention for future sake, I am trying to find more and more guests for the show. That's one thing I personally lack in is any get up and go when it comes to like doing those things.
This is the thing. We always are. One of our goals when we started this was to actually interview John Heald.
Yeah.
And we've been doing this for almost 3 years. I think everyone needs to go to his page and blast. We want you on Carnival Cruising Castaways.
I think our best opportunity, our best option for that is going to be to book like FFS7
mm-hmm.
and just probably. ambush them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Well, and you know, things, you know, we've always wanted to get cruise directors. We want other people that within Carnival to be able to come onto the show, but there are a lot of guidelines and things that you have to follow.
Yeah. If you go through the proper channels,
yeah,
you know, you gotta go. I mean, we do have an email address of one of the PR people, you know, whenever we're trying to get,
There's, and we've got him, and then there's another contact that deals with different PR stuff as well that we got that, you know, we've been featured in the internal newsletter of Carnival Corporation, which I thought was kind of cool. And, you know, they kind of blasted us out there. And especially when we were doing CCP to Jubilee, they wanted to feature us as a, you know, we were talking about it way back when. And they didn't get us anything out of it, but you know,
no, they didn't.
It was nice that they put that out there. And
I think we should have been like talking to them early on, because we did that like 3 weeks before the naming ceremony.
Yeah. So, but that's something I want to do though. I want to find more guests, kind of go about that direction. So I've emailed several people. And we'll see who reaches back out. And so there's no, you know, stopping. You know, I'm reaching out to anybody. If I can find an email from somebody, I'm just sending an email to, if you have something minute to do with cruising, you might get an email from me.
there's someone I follow on TikTok and on Insta that I'm going to reach out to their management company, mm-hmm. and hopefully we can get her on. She's an entertainer. She's not through Carnival. She's through Princess. So it's still under the Carnival umbrella. So, but we'll mm-hmm. see what they can do for booking her if they'll allow her.
Yeah. There you go.
I just know that kind of talk right there, whenever you include manager, typically that includes money.
Yeah, that's one thing though. There's always a gray area when it comes to podcasting mm-hmm. and paying for guests, and that's one thing that we don't have the budget for. Like I said,
we don't have a budget,
but we are not above somebody sponsoring us and giving us a budget, though.
Yeah.
100%.
Carnival.
I mean, I was thinking Brian or you know Stephen Denton or you know who else do we have that are active on the page? Back, you know,
yeah, or anyone that's a travel agent that wants to be featured on the show.
Yeah,
I will sell out quick. You want to take that spot from Amanda?
Go for it.
Cheap.
Yeah, guys. You know, Amanda, we're gonna get some offers, so you know.
So you're going to be the official one for this month. You keep that check coming, and we'll keep that going. So
that reminds me. Go ahead, Tom.
No, go ahead. I was just gonna make a joke. Wait, go ahead.
That's what I was gonna do. But that just reminds me, like, you know, the official partner of the Braves.com. You know, I can't remember what it was, but there was a Cool Ray and an air conditioning company over in Atlanta, you know, mm-hmm. they're kind of a local area kind of thing. And they're the official air conditioning partner, you know, of the Atlanta Braves. And so I could just, you know, that's it. So, you know, hey, if you want to be the official, whatever partner of Carnival Cruising mm-hmm. Podcastaways, you know, reach 100%. Out to Trevor.
Yeah, 100%. We'll set it up, and you'll pay for these ridiculous programs that we use. So instead of me. Oh, but no, like seriously, the, you know, I think that with finding some fun guests, I think that's going to be a big future for this show. I think we kind of hit a lull recently where it's been, you know, we just haven't had, I mean, we've had Josh and Amanda several times, but mm-hmm. we haven't really reached out too far. And
yeah, I mean, we haven't gone far. I mean, I think the last non part of our group was Sammy mm-hmm. that we interviewed, and that was last
yeah.
year.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. so and
I have somebody in mind. I'll reach out to them. I'm somewhat okay. friends with them through YouTube, and they're not huge YouTubers, but they're mm-hmm. they're a decent size, like 4,000 right at followers. But they okay. at one point were Carnival specific. They even named their group after a certain part of the ship of Carnival, if you know who I'm referring to.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, Andrew and Michelle and Rhett. But here recently they've been cruising MSC. So but it'd just be neat maybe to get them on and just talk to them Absolutely. About some of
I mean there's two big ones that I'm gonna reach out to here shortly.
Well, my island time.
I'm not gonna get island time. No, no, no.
Leave him off the show.
Oh, I love the sound effect. I love the sound effect.
That's I awesome. Will walk off this show.
Whatever. No, it's not island time. Actually, there's an influencer on going on my cruise. I'm going to talk to, but I don't know if Trevor will allow it because he kind of. Advertised for Island Time as a travel agency.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's the one you built him up big time with me, and you ended with that. I ended the conversation with that. So, and who he's talking about is the Duckman. So,
no, I'm not talking about the Duckman.
I'm kidding. He's going to be on your
cruise. Yeah, he's going to be on your cruise too. Wow,
he all is. Kinds of- yeah.
Cool people on your cruise then.
I have nobody cool on my cruise. So
we got the Duckman, we got Alex Robertson, who's the other influencer I was talking about who kind of advertised Island Time. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, and you know, I don't really mind who we get, you know, I'm just saying that I would like to have some more voices, some more fun, some more stories, and talk to people about cruising, the thing that we love. It doesn't have to always be Carnival, and you know, we could talk about tips, tricks, everything else under the sun yeah. that people do. So
it is be good to get a fresh, you know, because getting people who just cruise Carnival or just cruise, you mm-hmm. know, it's kind of difficult because a lot of people shop around nowadays to get better deals.
Yeah. But well, to get off the guest thing, one of the questions that was asked was how did this show even start?
Oh, yes. How did it start?
It started off with a phone call from Trevor, and we were just BSing one day. He's like, I got a proposal for you. You want to do another podcast?
That's how this thing start.
Two guys sitting in their mom's basement.
Yeah, I'm like, much. I was like, haven't we done like six podcasts and mm-hmm. they failed? And he's like, this is different. This is all cruising.
Yeah. I went on a cruise and I was in a podcast mode, and I will say at the time, not a whole lot of options for cruising podcasts, anything Carnival cruising, especially.
There's a lot of YouTube pages out there, but mm-hmm. not podcasts.
Yeah. And I was really, really in a YouTube mood. I've never really been huge fan of doing YouTube, and that was something I was interested in. I really wanted to do a podcast, and when I realized there was nothing to service for Carnival, the like one of the biggest cruise companies in the world, there's no podcast for them, you know. Mm-hmm. Everybody got a podcast, and so I was like, let's do a thing. And so
and I'm always the go-to person for a podcast with them.
Mm-hmm. So, well, you introduced me to cruising as well. So, well,
yeah, and then you became an asshole and started cruising and getting at him and becoming a snooty snoot, you know, while I'm sitting here as slowly gold. And, you know, like I said, I'm not changing. After this cruise, I will be set, mm-hmm. be the same gold person at heart.
Mm-hmm. Sure you will. Anyways.
Gary's pissed.
I just want to tell you, I know the true story on how the podcast started.
Oh, did you?
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it was once upon a time in a bustling city of Miami, two friends named Trevor and Thomas. Whoops, hold on, it's scrolling too fast. Found themselves at the crossroads in life. Tom was a seasoned cruise director known for his infectious enthusiasm and knack for entertainment, while Trevor was a tech-savvy audio engineer with a passion for storytelling.
Oh, absolutely.
Their shared love for the sea and stories that unfolded on each voyage sparked an idea that would soon set sail on waves of the internet. It all started one balmy evening as they lounged on the deck in Tom's apartment, where they overlooked the shimmering port. They watched as majestic cruise ships departed and horn bellowing farewell to the shore. You know, Tom, never mind. It's funny.
But you know, Tom, we should start a podcast.
And that's what happened. Tom's eyes lit up. Well, Trevor, that's exactly what we should do. So tell the untold tales of cruising, the adventures, mishaps, behind the scenes secrets. It would be like giving listeners their own virtual porthole into this world. So the Carnival Cruising Podcastaway was born.
No, you know how the conversation went was. So I got an idea for the first episode. Okay. we're going to talk about whatever. And then guess what? Everyone's going to be excited about this. I'm going to talk about every Carnival show, but I'm going to talk about each one individually in order, even if it's there or not anymore. And I'm going to go into such detail that no one will ever have ever finished that episode. So, yeah.
Oh, and at the beginning of the episode, we're going to start a hashtag that will, may or may not last the time, but
yeah.
It's going to be CCP to Jubilee.
Yes.
I don't care if it means communist China.
Yeah, that was, we did kind of realize that.
I tell you what, though, CCP works for me. I mean, let's mm-hmm. take it back.
Exactly. That rhymes. That's a t-shirt. CCP works for me. I did want to kind of delve into our favorite episodes that we've done so far. I think one of the early on for me, our build up to the mermaid story, just was done
the several episodes leading up to it.
Several episodes where we kind of like teased it, and your reactions was hilarious. You just didn't want to talk about it, or that's a tell for another time. And
the fact that people still give me, I'm surprised that someone who listens to this show isn't going to be on the Jubilee with me and tell me I can't go into the Golden Mermaid or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see it. I could get it. Yeah. It makes sense to me.
100%. So that was fun. And I also, as much as I don't like doing YouTube that much, I really enjoyed our time doing YouTube lives. If it was with one viewer or if it was with 30,
actually did have 30.
At one point,
yeah. I think it was one episode.
I'm being funny.
It doesn't matter how many people were there. It was a lot of fun. We had you never knew what was going to happen on those episodes.
That's right.
That was a lot of fun to put together. So if you ever get a chance, go to our YouTube page, relive some of those. Those were a blast.
So definitely. my favorite episode early on, you know, just because, you know, it was the first person I booked, and, you know, he's a really good friend of mine in college. I'm going to have to say Zach's episode, because we got our first real good sound bite off of it. You know, nature will kill you. I mean, that was a great soundbite. And then the first ever April Fool's episode was is another one of my favorites. Of course, that made everyone think that I actually went to the MDR in a Speedo, but which no one should imagine that.
Oh, that was a great
episode. Yeah, I'm scrolling through because I'll be honest, guys, I have a horrible memory. I don't even know what we talked about last week.
Right.
But I'm going through and looking at, and I'll tell you that the April Fool's is definitely my favorite. If not, it's going
to
be
that episode was so hard to record.
That and the pirate episode.
Oh yeah. I forgot
that one was fun. I don't know about where that's at. I haven't seen that. And then almost any of them that had Reese involved, Reese's addition to the show just added so much for you guys. And I won't lie, in the beginning, I was a little bit, upset because I thought that I should have been that, but here I am now. Just kidding. Reese was perfect. Reese was perfect. And so now, I mean, here we go. And this is, but I'm going back and looking. And then it's not really technically an episode, but I guess it was because, it happened while we were on FRGC.
Mm-hmm.
And our the live episode on FRGC was just really fun and cool to be there. And then the Q&A was just, I enjoyed it because I just called and put like 18 questions, but you only answered like four of them.
Yeah.
But and then you played them out of order too. That was the other fun part about it, which is just typical for this show. But that's it though, man. I mean, and then of course Sammy. I love Sammy.
Oh yeah, Sammy's episode was great.
Yeah. So And there we have it. That's about
the April Fool's episode. I think that's a lot of people's favorite because you don't know how hard it was for us to record that. Because we could not, we were having a hard time just keeping it straight while we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah. In the spirit of that, we did do an April Fool's joke this year with the Royal Cruiser.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe we'll get back to some of those special episodes every once in a while. Maybe a little 5-10 minute thing. Future wise, for the podcast, there's a lot of ways we can kind of, I think that this show could go. In no way do I ever feel like I'm the sole decider of said things. And so I feel like.
Do we need to pull out text messages where Tom and I have suggested stuff and you're like, hell no.
No, no, we're not doing that. We're doing it my way. I don't even know what we're talking about, but
you said you were not the sole decision maker.
That's what it is. So, but I will say that I don't know if this show needs, I think it's perfect the way it is, but I do feel like the future, I would love to have Reese back. Like he's been brought up a few times. And so he went away and now he wants to call himself a guest. And he'll never be
He will be a part-time host, or he'll come back and become a full-time host, and we'll have a four-panel podcast.
100%. And he's doing really well. I've talked to him recently, and very proud of him. I don't know if the one thing that I've always kind of wanted, and I've always been kind of mindful about how many voices we have on this show, is I wouldn't mind having a female voice on this show. Yeah. So, at some point. And so
that is a human though, right? Not.
I left that open for interpretation.
Because we technically already have a female voice.
Nah, I mean an actual.
No, we cut the cord on that.
Wait till you hear next week's show. Just wait till you hear who returned.
Oh no,
it's you.
The fact that you want to add a female voice kind of puts me at ease, because there was at one point before we added like right after we, a month after we added Reese, you're like, we can add, you know, let's add more people. I'm like, mm-hmm. How many people do you want to add? He's like, as many as it takes. I'm like, then there's no one listening.
Well, I'm not saying like all of our listeners. I'm not gonna have our moms on the show, but
my mother doesn't listen to the show.
Having Mama Kennedy would be so awesome.
Mom doesn't listen to the show, but she tries to give us. She does try to give us some advice. Like, you need to record everything on the ship.
Everything.
I'm like,
well, I saw her that she's a member of our of the group.
Yeah, I added her.
You know, so yeah.
I added her personally, so but she doesn't know that she's a part of it.
She's liked things before. She has. But I will
I'm gonna start tagging her in every post.
Not to drop names or put pressure anywhere. I did think at one point I was gonna ask Amanda at some point. But after the hair attack, no. But their schedule is always so busy and mm-hmm. I hate to intrude on a moment more of their time than what they can give.
And at one point they were going to do a podcast of their own, Amanda. And was it Teresa that was going to do it too? Mm-mm. I don't know. I think it was Amanda and maybe it was Laura. I don't remember.
So.
I know Laura, her daughter was doing a podcast.
Her daughter still is doing a podcast. Yeah. And Laura's been on it a couple times. Yep.
So that may be what you're thinking about.
Maybe.
I don't know. But I've thought about that. And so if anyone wants to apply, always reach out and we'll give you an episode. Come on in.
cut your teeth and speak pipe.
Yeah, cut your teeth and speak pipe. There you go. That's a good one.
Did we have any speak pipes this week about favorite ships?
We do have some speak pipes about favorite ships. We were unsure if we should include them in the last week's episode.
Oh, that's when y'all talked about the favorite ships was last week whenever I wasn't here.
No, we didn't.
No, this was in pre-production of last week's episode.
Yeah, we saw that we had gotten some speak pipes about it, but nothing was played on the episode. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
We didn't even talk about favorite ships.
Right? Yeah, we wanted to make sure that you were on the episode whenever we went over this because it was your idea.
Yeah, your idea. So you're doing it.
Well, okay.
Because I will confess, I was talking to Mr. Kennedy earlier, and I said, so we did get a response, one response on SpeakPipe about favorite ship, and I said, why are we doing that again? I don't quite remember.
See, earlier Trevor said he did not make, he was not the sole decision maker.
Yeah.
Somebody else comes up with an idea, he just forgets. All about it. He doesn't care.
Well, you're supposed to speak up during the show, shut me up, and continue with your
podcast. Do you know how hard it is to shut you up?
It's very difficult. I hate dead air, so I feel it.
That's both of us.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. Oh, well, anyways, yeah, so it's, you know, this show is, I no plans on ever ending it, by the way. This is too fun, and you may see faces change down the road, but they'll always come back, and unless we die, that would be sad. But if we did come back, that would be spooky. That might be like a Halloween episode. So
I was gonna say, yeah, the Halloween. Well, yeah. Well, whatever happened?
You've killed me. You've killed me several times in books. So I mean,
I have. So
whatever happened to Friendsgiving or whatever y'all were supposed to have the first week of December? Was that just a joke?
You would ask that one. So we were planning to do it. No one joined in with it. And we were like, I don't know, man. It's a lot of effort for nothing. And we never went with it. It was Thankmas.
Thankmas. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. Thankmas.
It took place in between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
You had it fall on Festivus.
Yeah.
So people had to pick between Festivus and Thankmas.
Yeah. You know? Well, I think I was trying to commit myself to like a live stream of like our videos, and like people could tune in whenever and watch the show wherever it was at. Like, because I was thinking of like those marathon shows or on special holidays and stuff. I thought it would be silly and fun. Nobody thanked us, by the way.
Really?
So, guess what you got in return? Nothing.
I honestly thought it was just a joke the whole entire time, because I'm like, the audacity of these guys coming in here telling us that we need to give them money for.
We were asking for like donate. What was it? It was like we were asking for everything, man. We wanted to thank.
You were
thanking us for providing.
For providing good entertainment.
Oh, that was that's fun. It.
That was fun. Just like your Patreon page.
Yes. Which yeah.
I did that for a very long time though.
Yeah.
I don't know why I stopped.
You were the only one because we stopped. We shut it down.
Oh, okay. I did.
Yeah. That was something that was.
It was a fail.
Way before the way we needed to do it. I'll put it that way.
There you go.
And there's a lot of work to put in. I really thought about just dropping, because I've got almost every episode that we ever recorded videoed. And I thought about just dropping the raw video in each week and just unedited CR Madness. But then there's like moments where I'm like, what did we say that got edited out? And I was like, never mind. Mm-hmm. Never mind.
Yeah, I can attest to that just in the few 78 episodes that I've been with you guys on, you know.
Absolutely. So I'm halfway decent at editing that stuff out though. So
yeah, except for the ones that I need you to, and then you don't. Yeah,
but then I forget. Well, I do edit the podcast at 3x speed. So the chipmunk version of us.
3x speed at 3 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning before it drops.
Yeah. That's the way I do it every week. when that video drops, I just finished editing. So
okay. So there's another little bit behind the scene thing.
Yeah.
We record on Wednesdays, and then you take Thursday, Friday to do whatever, and then on Saturday.
We record on Wednesday because he keeps saying I'm gonna, you know, do this.
I need a couple days to do this.
Yeah. And then, you know, it turns out that he just does it on Saturday morning after he wakes up.
Funny enough though, I started recording the last maybe two episodes I've started recording or editing a little bit earlier, only because I've been going to movies on Saturday mornings. And I don't want editing to get in the way of that. So, you know,
I got you. So I was not here for the last episode last week.
Yeah.
But I do know that it is fresh on my mind about the results from that said poll. Mm-hmm. I do want to point out that Deceptive Trevor was the winner of the most votes, and Sinister Tom, I believe, came in second.
I don't know why people think I'm a freaking liar.
And Honest Gary. I had like the least amount of votes, if I'm not mistaken.
I wonder.
The little messages that you're putting in there does not help.
I loved it too, though, because shucks, who was it that? We'll edit that out if you don't mind. But somebody asked if I had the bearskin rug, and I had to come up with the.
Oh yeah, it was Brian.
Was it Brian?
Yeah, it was Brian.
He said that was really funny, but yeah, I feel like it was obvious I was the liar that week. I wasn't going to a baseball game, so. But we all know that you, Mr. Manning, was the liar for our last episode that you were not on.
That even though the poll has not come out when we're recording this.
But we're going to go ahead and call the results now. 100% people voted for Gary Manning as a liar. No, I'm kidding. You told the truth. You told the truth. It was me and Tom who lied. So
yeah,
I have to know that.
Yeah, but you remember what he said? You want it to be the truth. Now you're getting worried.
I don't know what
calling in the speak pipe and leaving us.
You don't know how, you don't know how close I came to actually doing that.
That's really funny. Well, you'll just have to listen to the episode to find out.
Yeah,
but anyways,
just remember you love us.
You love us.
That's still debatable.
Yeah. Well, I was going to brag that our next episode, I'm going to be trying to come in from a cruise ship, everybody. I'll be on a cruise. On a cruise. And I will be, I was going to brag that this was the first episode on a cruise, but we reminded ourselves that that's not actually an official episode of all of us on a cruise.
Yeah,
so, there you go. Yeah,
and we kind of foreshadowed Gary being, you know, being with us as a host by him being in the episode.
Yeah, but everybody was in that episode. A lot of people crashed that live, so that was
fun. That is true. Yeah.
But anyways, we'll definitely tune in for that. Hopefully everything goes well on that. Hopefully I don't have any spotty internet issues with Alaska. I can't foresee that.
Mr. I'm spending 14 days at sea.
Yep, that's me. So
I'm jelly, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, I'm very eager for it. I'm also very nervous. So there's a lot going on at work. So
oh no.
Yeah.
Now what is the longest amount of time that you've spent at sea? Will this be
14 days.
You've done because you did a back to back earlier. That's right. You did one last year.
Yeah, I did it was really a side to side.
Side by side. Like yeah.
8 day and a 6 day. And then I've done 2 7 days before. So I've done a couple side by sides.
Now,
so,
is this an actual back to back or is this a 14-day journey?
14-day journey cruise.
There is no off then. This will be your longest continuous time then.
Oh, longest continuous. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
That's cool. Yeah. So it'll be a little different. So we've got a lot going on and every day it seems like we have a stop. And so
Gary. You'll be happy to know that he does not get priority boarding on this because it's a Journeys cruise.
Journeys cruise.
I don't get anything. Although I did get the slick time early. I'm on the first boarding, you know, selection. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
that's good. Congratulations.
5 free washes on this cruise because it is 14 days. So I get 5. Megan gets 5 because my wife, she is also platinum. And so she gets 5. So we get 10 free washes.
Well, I just there's 2 questions. I have one other time. I'm not going to forget it. I want to come back to you and ask you about what's the longest time you're at sea. But I do want to mention as well that my wife, Teresa, will be turning platinum next year on FRGC2.
There you go.
On FRGC2 or 2-3?
I'm sorry. Next year on 3. Yes.
Very cool. I'm glad I'll be there for that. We'll have a party.
Shouldn't you be turning platinum too?
Nope. I will be probably 2 to 3 days, depending on our next cruise that we end up booking. Might be 2 to 3 days short, or I actually could be turning platinum as well. Ooh. And she'll just turn platinum.
Oh, yeah. She went on Mallory's birthday cruise. I forgot about that. I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah. So... Yeah,
my question to you, Tom, is Tom, what is your longest amount of time that you spent at sea continuous?
FRGC 2 or first okay. FRGC 8 days.
Yep. 8 days. Yeah, that's the same. Okay. Yep. Same here. So awesome. Now, did y'all talk about the 150-day world cruise?
100%. We did.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear y'all on that. That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
I know everybody knows that we're recording this. I would hope that right after y'all recorded that episode. So transparency with everybody, but
we thought of a few possibilities with that. So that's an interesting one.
You did not. Did y'all change shirts or anything to make people think that it was a different?
Absolutely one? Not.
No. We actually said, you know, in the last episode that we're recording a bonus episode afterwards.
Yeah. We were bragging that we were going to be on a ship.
See, that's it. And, see, I was so scared that I didn't want to be on a show by myself or have somebody else. Plus, also, like we talked about, I just don't know the back works, you know, the
right. There's a lot. I say there's a lot. There's really not. It's just when it comes down to the editing part. It's just
like, yeah.
Which very little editing is going to be done. I'll hit the ums, and that's about it for these shows. So just so y'all know, these episodes
are
very unedited.
Doing a solo episode is probably the easiest because you don't have to match waves.
I wouldn't make any mistakes if I did a solo episode. So I'll just put up raw video and be done.
Or you could be like me and stop every 2 seconds and try to think of something else. Be like, hey, welcome to the show, everyone.
Pause.
What else should I say?
Well, see, I mean,
I need people to bounce off of.
Yeah, I mean, you know, every time I do it, I sound like monotone. So if you go to John Hill's page, I sound like the guy from Good Morning Vietnam, where he's given the morning updates. Hi, have you seen John Hill's page today? He made an update where someone complained. Don't be that bitch.
Yeah, well, and I don't know. Those were our worst episodes, probably, besides the first.
No. You're shaking his head no.
No.
One more shout out to me and Galveston whenever I was a little tipsy, and that was a fun episode.
Oh god.
It's like we're doing it. Anyway,
shout out to Drunk Trevor afterwards, after we recorded, who was purposely drunk dialing me all night.
I didn't purposely drunk dial you. Oh, maybe I did. Maybe I did purposely.
Because I called you right before you got back on got on the next ship, and it's like, why were you calling me? Oh, I did that. And Sandra and everyone was laughing every time I called you.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. People were laughing, so I kept doing it. That's how I operate.
Hey, the entertainer.
Yeah, that's how this show keeps going. So anyways, all right, guys. Well, anything else? Any other questions? Anybody want to say anything, or we just moving on?
I think we're moving on.
Well, I can tell you guys, I do appreciate, and here's my thing. I've had this plan the entire time to become a guest on this show. And then, you know, at one point, you know, Trevor and I, we considered each other best friends until you befriended the captain.
Yeah.
And so with that, after that happened,
you can't, why are you holding that against him that he befriended the captain?
Because he made him his best friend.
Look, Alfonso and I, we're just really good friends. I won't have him on the podcast ever just because, you know, I don't want him to think that it was I became friends with him just to get clout or anything like that. But Alfonso knows that I, you know, our friendship is real. So
you're making Gary cry.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't even know if that was his name.
You don't remember him. You said he's your best.
I posted that on Facebook, I said, this will make Gary mad.
Oh, gosh.
It was really funny. And it worked.
It didn't work. It didn't work.
Oh, no. Okay, I poked people.
I didn't turn green. I didn't have green eyes. I was not jealous. I wasn't upset. Yeah. I didn't lose sleep. I didn't plot in my mind how I was gonna grab a helicopter and go and shoot the captain while he was in the bridge from a helicopter.
He didn't you know, cry on the life-size pillow that has your face on it or anything.
I didn't burn my CCP shirt.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, it's too funny. Well, anyways.
This actually went longer than we thought we were going to.
Way longer.
Well, because I'm here. That's why. All right, guys. Well, listen here, man. You guys enjoy both of your cruises. I know that, you know, Trevor, you're leaving out Sunday. Tom, I guess you're leaving out Saturday.
Yeah. Well, I get on the ship Saturday. I'm leaving out Friday.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean on the ship.
You can leaving hit out, doesn't yeah.
It? Yeah. Hitting the road is not a part of cruising. Being actually on the ship and the ship leaving port, then that's when you become on your cruise. But
well, then technically, I leave out on Tuesday.
I thought so.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, in your text that you sent me, and you said you leave on the 21st, and I was like, no, he's supposed to leave on the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's gonna be insane. They're leaving a couple days early.
We're going early to go see Seattle. I'm gonna go see the first Starbucks. So.
Yes. Okay.
And so you're on the same page as my mother. I was telling Mom that, you know, that the people needs to get off my ship Saturday, and she's like, it's not your ship until 4 o'clock when we leave the dock.
Exactly.
I'm like, no, well, I'm on the ship with my.
I told you, Mama Kennedy asked me if there was any way that I could become her son.
Talk about poking somebody.
I mean, yeah. I was leading up to that, you know, before, because I talked about, you know, being Trevor's best friend and then him becoming the captain and then me becoming the host on this show. And then my next plan was to completely just eliminate you to where it just became a me and Trevor thing.
So in the past 2 weeks, I found out my mother, whenever I was 6 months old, I offered my aunt to trade me for my cousin.
Yep.
And, you know, and now you're trying to get my mother to take you as a son and ditch me. And then you're gonna phase me out of the show. What the hell?
Anyways, so guys, it's been a wonderful 3 years.
You have to go to Spotify and see what we're laughing about.
Yes.
Asshole.
Coming back. Anyways, oh, that's really funny.
Oh, damn it!
All right, we all three shouldn't have admin responsibility.
Oh, no, we shouldn't.
No,
it's really funny though.
We're all freaking dragon.
We're all over the place, guys. You got to go to Spotify to see this stuff. Definitely, like we always say, go to our Facebook page. That's another thing that I regret, by the way, if you don't want to know things about behind the scenes. Go to we have a page and we have a group. It's a private group, so you have to like apply to join and all that stuff. Just search Carnival Cruising Podcastaways and you could select to join in. If you're a bot, I won't even know. I'll select it. Gary might figure it out. I don't know, but I won't. But if you are one, I will ban you.
we do have security questions, but you don't have to answer them according to Trevor because he
you really don't. Now, I will say my regret is I didn't make it a public group. I wish I started out with a public group, and it's been a private group, and discoverability as a private group is really difficult with Facebook. So we go through the spill every week. Just search for us, you'll find us, but everything we post in there will always stay in there. So at some point we may phase that group out and create a brand new page that's public. I've really thought about it for a while. So when I say that, it means like whenever I mentioned it to Gary like 4 days ago. So
you mentioned it to me too.
Yeah. So, anyways,
we're in the text group.
That's true.
Wait, see, I'm already being phased out.
Who are you again? So, anyways,
bye, Tom.
Just know that you are unique, you are special, and you are loved.
Bye-bye. And just remember, I'm going to be platinum.
Bye-bye, Tom. Hey, 101 days, I'll have a breakfast burrito in my hand. Can't wait.
Not according to the last episode.
Save the food for tables. Bye-bye.
Adios.
See ya.